quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country, and an old mate of mine today. I don't know why or how this worked out, but you haven't been on the video version of Real Country before. It's Paul Costa. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm great, mate. How you going?
I'm good. Hey, I checked out your Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a perfect time to have you on because you're more popular than me.
Thanks, mate. That's a really good reason.
But yeah, it's a great reason. So now I'm cool by association.
Oh, there you go. Like you, mate. I can't believe it's been. We haven't had this chat yet. It's really great to finally catch up.
I know, and you've been doing some good work out there. I'm very, very impressed. The last album, which will very soon be an old album for you, because you got some new stuff in the works. I'm still enjoying that, and I'm still listening to it and still loving it. We're going to talk a little bit later about one of my favourite songs from the album. A great clip it was that went with it. But right now, I'm interested in what you're doing at the moment. Tell me about the creative process for the new album, and what can I expect?
Well, we've been writing. Really, this project started probably in February last year, nearly straight after I was nominated for 3 Golden Guitars, you know, and those awards, you know, were over. And so we sort of thought, well, what do we do next? So I had another meeting with my producer, Rob McCormack, and we started the wheels in process way back then. And we've been writing since then, and, you know, we've finally got enough songs together to kick off the recording process, you know, probably in the next couple of weeks. You know, we're going to be in the studio, which is very exciting. The tracks are looking good. You know, it's one thing to record songs, but you want to make sure that they're good ones, because you know you only get to put about 12 on an album, and to record them and to promote them, you know, as much expense and effort goes into that. So obviously a good track helps sell itself. That's something that I truly believe. So I think it's very important to try and keep the standard high, as all musos do, you know, or artists do. But it's really important. I think you're better off waiting, having the right material, and then bringing it out. So that's what we've been doing.
One of the things that is so important when releasing an album, and especially from a listener's point of view, is balance. And it's the balance between having a great story, fantastic melody and musicianship, as well as having something that really suits the voice. And I think that's something that you've been particularly good at over your career, is finding a balance between those three so that they all gel to be a great end product that does withstand the test of time.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's interesting to go back to my first album. Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that this is going to be, well, we're working on the fourth project now, and how time flies when you're having fun. But you go back to the first album, and, you know, Rod's produced all of them so far, and you sort of, you haven't heard them for a couple of years because you just don't, you know, you always, the latest creation is always a favourite. Yeah.
Yep.
But you sort of think, well, you know, that still sounds bloody great, you know. We don't say bloody. Come now. But so it's really good to have that standard of product that, like you said, stands the test of time. We can go back 10 years' time and it's still going to sound good, and that's something that gives you a lot of pride.
New albums are very, very exciting, and also new shows, because it seems to be that Paul Costa has just... I mean, you've always been popular, you've always had a great fan base, but I think it's almost like you found another couple of gears to move it up to, because you're all over the place and doing such a good job at the moment.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because it's something that I don't talk about a lot, but I had a really bad neck injury about 18 months ago in March last year, and I was down and out there for a while. And
that's what happens when you stick your neck out for other people.
Well, that's what happens, you get it chopped off. But it was that bad. I didn't even know whether I had a singing future there for a little while. Wow. Because they were talking about a really nasty operation, cutting right across here and fixing up, replacing or putting an artificial disc and a titanium plate behind my vocal cords, which would have been, you know, very nasty. But, yeah. You know. Through a lot of natural treatment, I've managed to avoid that operation. But I think, you know, in the recovery process it just gave me time to sit back and evaluate the whole Paul Costa story or career or things like that. And I'm saying to my wife all the time, I really think I've found my mojo again. So it's like I've, like you said, I'm just really moving it into top gear at the moment and loving it. So it's very exciting times. In this life, there's no right way. We all choose the path we have to take.
Well, that was the end of part one of my two-part interview with Paul Costa, and we'll be chatting more to Paul next week and also playing one of my favourite Paul Costa tracks. All next week on Real Country.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Sadly, there's basically nothing in this world that we can instantly stop. For example, wouldn't it be great if we could instantly stop nagging?
What are you, like 16 years old? What is wrong with you?
How about lying?
There will be no carbon tax under the government I lead.
How about overseas call centres?
Please, may I have a few moments of your time? I am calling up with a special offer.
Or instantly stopping whinging. Wouldn't you love to instantly stop James Blunt? You're beautiful. Fortunately, however, there is one annoying thing we can instantly stop, and that's snoring. Instantly Stop Snoring is a simple mouthguard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, keeping your tongue forward and keeping your airways clear. So while they work on a fix for James Blunt, at least enjoy the relief of no more snoring. Call this number now for Instantly Stop Snoring. 1-800-991-259. That's 1-800-991-259.